All right, so a lot of turnover throughout the National Hockey League. A lot of suspense. There have been some surprises today.
Yes.
I would say Zach Hyman going to Edmonton, not a surprise.
No.
Right? I mean, it's been out there for a while.
It feels like it was out there for like a month and a half. Like, yeah. I had all of my idiot buddies from back home calling me and be like, yeah, I'm hearing that the Hyman, I'm like, all of a sudden you're McKenzie.
Yeah, you know.
You're
yeah.
Bob McKenzie.
Yeah.
You're breaking it. Like, I'm hearing this.
I love
ridiculous.
That.
All my buddies, they're fired up about it. I will say that.
Of course.
And if he needs a place to stay, I'm sure a lot of my buddies would.
I'm sure that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Gary from St. Albert. He'll open the door to the Hyman family. Here he is, longtime member of the Leafs. Now he's officially a Maple Leaf alumni.
Yeah.
Needs the jacket.
Yeah.
And the alumni box will be waiting for him. But now he's the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers, Zach Hyman. How you doing, Zach?
I'm good. I'm still a friend of the show, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
forever, man. That's never going to come to an end. And listen, Noodles is ecstatic. He's an Edmonton boy, and buddies are jacked up for you.
I know. My buddies are super pumped. I've always prefaced my comments as I'm excited for players, and you're a friend of the show. You'll always be a friend of the show. I have friends in the Edmonton organization. I have friends in the Calgary. I'm happy for the scenario. You know, tell us the whole process and how it unfolded and, you know, how you ended up choosing Edmonton.
Yeah, obviously it was a big secret, so excited that it was, you know, made official today, and you know, super excited about the opportunity to go there. And everybody knows the players that they have there, and you know, for me it was a parallel situation to Toronto in the sense of my role and what I could do. And you know, I thought that I could even take a greater step in going to Edmonton and you know, potentially going there to win a Stanley Cup. That's the goal, and I think that you know, we're positioned in a great spot to do that. And as for the process, obviously it was an emotional roller coaster, and obviously, you know, you tried to work things out with Toronto, and once that door closed, I think that it was pretty clear to me that Edmonton was the place that I wanted to be. And you know, obviously made the decision to take a trip out there, and it was the only place I visited, and really happy with the decision.
So this has been an ongoing discussion all year. You know the way, you know, this show operates, the market operates. Everyone's wondering what's going to happen with Hyman. What's the contract going to look like? What's the dollar amount going to look like? But ultimately, Leaf fans wanted you back. You know, everyone, you're unanimously loved here in the city for the most part. And I get the impression, based on what you just said in conversations in the past, that that probably was your hope. But at what point did it become clear that maybe the dollars just weren't going to work because of the cap situation in Toronto? And how difficult was that to kind of conclude that you might have to move on from a team you love playing for and leaving a city that you grew up in?
Yeah, no, it was difficult for sure. I mean, I don't want to get into the negotiations too much. I think, you know, I have a lot of respect for Kyle and Shanny and the entire, you know, Maple Leaf organization, and really grateful for how much, you know, they've helped my career develop, and the coaches, you know, Babs, who believed in me, and Kiefer, who really helped me excel. So just really grateful for the opportunity in Toronto. And, you know, for me, one of the most important things was, you know, security and knowing that I'll be in a place for a long time. And in Edmonton, I, you know, I got that security, and, yeah, I have a young family, and excited to move out there and to grow my family and to win there. So I'm not going to comment too much on the negotiations, but you know, I think that there's a lot of mutual respect between myself and the organization.
Once you were looking at Edmonton, how much did 97 factor in playing with him?
No, I mean, I think he's a pretty good player, obviously.
Not bad.
No, I mean, I was saying on a couple other interviews that, you know, in the past we've only seen him twice a year, and this year we got to see him 9 times. So it's a lot different when you see a player 9 times than it is two. And seeing him and Leon and really the rest of the team, and seeing how talented they are, obviously factored into my decision. I wanted to go to a place where I thought I had a strong chance of winning, and you know, those guys are determined to win, and there's been a lot of heartbreak in Edmonton, and there's been a lot of heartbreak in Toronto. So going to you know, a hungry group was really important to me, and I can sense that from those guys. And obviously they're both generational type players, so if I have a chance to play with those guys, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Well, that's the it's incredible the parallels. I mean, when you look at Toronto, like Matthews, Tavares, McDavid, Draisaitl, all four of them great centers, and you played with Matthews, you played with Tavares at different times, and it, you know, you hear from players all the time that say, you know, I'm looking forward to playing with a player of that capability. But you've had that experience. You know, those guys are different. McDavid and Draisaitl are different, but Matthews and Tavares are great players. So that, I'm assuming, Zach, will probably make it easier for you. And maybe you don't have to deal with any stress in terms of that transition because you've played this role. You've played with great players, really, throughout your time here in Toronto.
Yeah, definitely. I think from a hockey fit, it couldn't have been better. So for me, when I look at my role and the opportunity there, you know, I've been fortunate, like you said, to play with great players in Toronto, and I'm comfortable playing with really, really good players. And in Edmonton, the opportunity there is you know, massive. So for me, it was a no-brainer from a hockey standpoint. And then it was just about going out there and visiting and making sure my wife was comfortable, and she was. And it was, you know, it's a great spot to raise a family. So just really excited about it.
Well, I'm glad you were able to take her out in the summer, because if you took her out in November, you probably wouldn't have signed the deal, because I grew up in Edmonton, and there were times where I wore a balaclava in my house. It was so cold. So you might have a little bit of culture shock that way, but I've always had a soft spot, and I joke about Edmonton as much because I grew up in St. Albert, and like I say, my family and friends are there. But it is a different animal, especially in the winter, and it's going to be a different travel schedule. Is that something that you had to factor in as well? Because, you know, you go on long road trips. It's not in the East. You're pretty much in your bed every night by midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning if you did play on the road in the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from a weather perspective standpoint, you know, Toronto gets cold. I'm sure Edmonton gets colder, and that's fine. Like, from as a hockey player, you go to the rink, you come home, and that's pretty much your day. So I don't know if I'll be spending too much time outside. And you know, my wife is extremely supportive, and she's excited. Like the neighborhoods that we could live in are really, really nice. And you know, in the past when I would go to Edmonton, especially within the last year, you'd come in and you'd go to the hotel and you were not able to see the city. So being able to see the city was awesome.
What do you expect the experience to be like when you come back to Toronto and play the Leafs for the first time?
I'm just glad it's a little bit later in the year and not in the first week or so. I expect it to be emotional, obviously, for me, you know, being from Toronto and having, you know, really close relationships with the players and not just the players, but, you know, the therapists and the equipment managers and just the whole organization. And I was the guy who spent his whole summer there, so I was there year round. So really developed strong personal relationships with everybody in the organization. So sure, it will be emotional, but I'm glad we only play them twice.
Well, you make lifelong friendships regardless what team you play on. So was there maybe tough conversations or guys with, you know, with guys on the Leafs where you're like, hey, I'm actually going to move on here? Like, you know, you don't have to talk about specifics, but were there some tough conversations where you had to let your teammates or your former teammates know that you're moving on?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I had a bunch of conversations. And you know, they all understood the position that I was in. And I think that, you know, as much as you want hockey to be, you know, familial, I guess it's very much a business, obviously. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's, you know, what's right for you and your family. And for me, it was to go to Edmonton. So I think that, you know, those conversations are always hard. It was actually crazy because I didn't tell too many people I was visiting Edmonton. I tried to keep it under the radar, and obviously that backfired because it got out pretty
yeah, good
quick.
Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one circulated quickly.
You needed to go in there and wear a beard and a mustache for people to not recognize you. As you know, Edmonton's not the same magnitude as far as size of Toronto, but they're just the fan base is
diehard fans.
Just as passionate.
I know. I was wearing a mask and a hat, too. So, like, I'm like, there's no way somebody's going to recognize me with my eyes. And sure enough, it happened.
So. Probably Jason Strudwick. Strutty down at the airport, just checking in. There he is. Hyman's in town. Yeah, we saw that getting reported. We're like, okay, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, the flight manifest.
Absolutely. Well, where was Zach Hyman? You know, the city's done that with, like, Kawhi when he flew in.
Yeah.
I remember when Babcock got signed. Like, people were tracking the plane.
Yeah, I think it was website, like Maple Leaf Hot Stove.
Yeah, like there's a flight coming in.
Yeah, like it was like, holy smokes.
Yeah, and I mean, you grew up here, Zach, so you knew, I'm sure you knew what to expect, or you had an idea of what to expect. But did it match your expectations now that you look back on it and the journey's over here in Toronto? How much did you love the experience? How unique was it? And when you're a boy dreaming about it, did it exceed those dreams?
Yeah, it did. I wrote a letter to Leafs Nation just a little while ago, so it had, you know, kind of my insight into it just in a short little couple paragraphs. But yeah, like, it, you know, everybody talks about how difficult it was or it is to play in Toronto, but for me it was the opposite. It was the best place to play early on in my career, and just to develop and have my, you know, support system around me and have my friends and family attend games as I start my NHL career. And you know, I grew up idolizing, you know, Toronto Maple Leafs, and then to be able to be a Leaf and you're in the same room as you know, Gary Roberts and Darcy Tucker, and you're just talking to them like a normal person, and you're the one who's the Leaf. It was just surreal really early on, and you know, I thought it really helped me in my career and just maintaining my energy and just bringing it every night, just because I knew how special and how important it was to not just me, but to an entire fan base, and, you know, try to inspire kids the way that, you know, the guys I looked up to inspired me. So, it, you know, it meant a lot to me, and it was a really exciting chapter in my life, and something that I'll always be proud of.
And on top of that, you had Sokolov lawyers backing you the whole ride, Zach. So what happens? Do they have an office and a practice in Edmonton, or what goes on with Sokolov?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. You got to have to change the commercial.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Believe me, there's lots of businesses that will be welcoming you in Edmonton.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah, the 50-50, too, man. You got to be prepared for that. The 50-50 in Alberta is crazy.
Imagine if you bought a ticket before the game?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think you got it. We'll give you money if you can buy us tickets. And you win, we'll split it, and we'll try to figure that out at some point. But it's been a great ride for you here in Toronto, and we can't wait to see what you do in Edmonton. 7 years, you're walking onto a really good team, playing with great players, and we wish you nothing but success. We thank you for all the access over the years. We'll continue to have you on in the future. You're always going to be a friend of the show here, and congrats on the deal. Good luck in Edmonton, and thank you for doing this.
Thanks, guys. No, I appreciate it, and wishing you guys all the best.
Yep, you got it. There is Zach Hyman of the Edmonton Oilers. And, that got sniffed out pretty quickly. Like, Jason Gregor, I think, was like, Hyman's here. Like, he's in Edmonton doing the tour. And, listen, they're a really good team, and he's going to be riding shotgun with two of the best players in the world. So he's going to be very comfortable. He's familiar with that. Like you said, I'm comfortable playing with great players.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what he'll be bringing to the table.
He'll fit in nice there.
Absolutely.